Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, joined by my producer and engineer, Stephen Sheldon.
Good day to you, sir.
So here we are in the middle of my telethon,
yeah,
by the
telethon
way.
Telethon weekend.
So here's the deal. If you're listening to us right now, go to telecaretv.org and you can watch us, or we're on your television, depending on where you are in this country. You know, we're on a lot of states, 20-something states.
But don't turn off the radio. Just watch us on TV listen to us on the radio.
And make your pledge. You can do that right away.
That's
no
what
big
the point
deal.
Is.
That's the whole thing. Raising money for our television network.
Mm-hmm.
Once a year we do this. It's kind of a fun thing.
It is.
And we have lots of different people. You come
yep,
beyond,
I
right?
come on.
I like that.
You have some people from our host station there, and you have tons of other guests that come on.
Oh, from all over the country.
Yep.
And a lot of, like, you know what, now and then we get some big stars coming too.
Yep.
Yeah, and I got some surprises this
okay.
year. I'm holding back. Holding back. But we got, you know, I think, you know who I think we have this year? We have Billy Joel's band.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, they're coming on. All the boys
okay.
are coming on.
That's very cool. They're a great band.
And then Mike Del Judas is going to sing. So
okay.
that's going to be a good thing.
That's
so
going to be very cool.
About as close as you get.
Yeah,
so.
As close as you can
Unless,
get.
Unless, Billy, you're free for a little bit. You want to come in and sing Summer Highland Falls? That'd be fine with me.
He's a new dad. He's busy.
Yeah, I know he's busy right now. You know, big weekend. We're celebrating Martin Luther King, right?
Yes.
And, you know, it's more than a day off. Do you remember when it was not a day off? I remember when there was no Martin Luther King holiday.
Yeah, there was no holiday.
No.
No.
No, no day.
You know, just it happened.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of a nice thing that the country kind of stops and takes a look for a moment. And it causes us to reflect a little bit on our unity and our cultural diversity. And that's what we're looking at, Religion and Rock, today. You know, the one that we are. That's what St. Paul says. And we're going to kind of take a look at how we can work better at being one, though many. That's such a great gift. To start us off today on this great topic, you too, pride.
In the name of love.
I think pride is an important part of all of this. Pride not only in our own race, in our own religion, in our own political stance or political party. No, but also pride in this world. Like, God has created this world for us as a beautiful place, a place where we're called to grow and to use our gifts. And I think that's really where we have to start, is kind of look at our gifts and say, yeah, well, what gifts really matter? What gifts really stand out in my life? And what are the gifts I really want to use to help change this world, you know? And all of us have them. Like, nobody can say, well, I'm exactly like Martin Luther King, or I'm exactly like Bobby Kennedy, good and bad. No, no, that's not the point. The point is to take a few of the gifts we've had and have in our lives and say, you know, I'm going to be me in this world and try to make this world a better place. I'm going to volunteer at our parish outreach or in the thrift shop. I'm going to be a person who proclaims the scriptures at Sunday Mass. I'm going to go to Sunday Mass. All of those things help us, I think, to grow and understand our place in this world. And as we come to do that, well, I think things begin to change a little bit. It's one person at a time, one action at a time that begins to change this world. And I think it's very, very much worth working toward that and the efforts that it takes to discover our gifts to do it. Hey, here's Yes, I've Seen All Good People.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. Remember.
Yes, I've seen All Good People. We probably know those folks in our lives, you know, the good people who have taught us about tolerance, who've taught us about acceptance in our lives. Sometimes it's famous people like Martin Luther King. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just about having somebody who's very open to that which is different in our lives. I'll never forget, you know, my dad's from the West Indies, from St. Martin in the West Indies. And I remember being a young guy and going down there, and my grandfather's sister was there. So my great aunt, you know, so she's taking me around. She's like 80 at the time. And we went to a casino of all places, and my old great aunt used to love to gamble. So we're at a table. I didn't even know about gambling at the time. I didn't even know how to do anything. And I'm just sitting there. She goes, "You see that dealer right there, Jimmy?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, that's your cousin." And I looked at him, and he was dark-skinned, of course. And I said, "How could that be?" And she said, "Oh, in our family, we have people who are black. We have people who are white. We have everything in between." And she says, "Isn't that a great gift?" And, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, I never forgot that woman and her love. And their love, by the way, like that side of the family loving her and she loving them back. And this whole kind of unity of the name Vlon and Peterson and how important those names were to those people in St. Martin. What a great gift that was. I learned so much as a young guy about that and began to understand, like, a place in this world. Like, there's, you know, it is a big mosaic. And there's something kind of amazing about that, to recognize the blend that doesn't make us change necessarily, but helps us to accentuate the fact that we're different, and yet there's beautiful gifts that God's given all of us to celebrate who we are. Hey, here's Joe Jackson. This is called Breaking Us in Two.
Don't you feel like trying something new? Don't you feel like breaking out? It's oh so hard. we could stay at home and stare into each other's eyes. Maybe we could last an hour. Maybe then we'd see right through. Always something breaking us in two. Always something.
Breaking us in two. Sometimes differences can cause that, right? Differences can cause us to lose a relationship, lose a friendship, even lose a sense of being in this world. You know, we can feel very, very apart from things because of what we believe in. But ultimately, I think it's about taking a stand for good things, but also accepting the fact that there are going to be people out there who are believing that they're taking a stand for good things, and it might not be what we agree with, right? It's not always easy to do, but it's how much we kind of participate in these things. You know, I think for me, there are certain things that are non-negotiables. You know, they're just important components of my faith life, and it just has to be. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to speak to anybody who doesn't agree with me necessarily, but in my own choices, in my own presence at things, it's got to be, you know, within certain parameters for me, because this is kind of what I stand for. I don't need the whole world to agree. It's just that I can feel comfortable in that world. I think when we get to that point where we're not really chameleon-like, you know, where we're just kind of changing to fit the picture that we're in, I think we can really kind of become ourselves. It takes a long time to get there, you know. I think in my own life, it took a long time to kind of get to this moment, not where I'm perfect, but where I can kind of accept, you know, a belief system and an understanding of myself in this world where I can say, yeah, this is who I am. This is the position I have. That kind of thing is a good moment when you get there, but it takes a long time. And I think it takes a lot of prayer. And I think God calls us to really kind of pray about that. What do we believe in? What are the things that really matter? What are the non-negotiables in your life? You know, and to kind of know those going into life and going into social settings so that we kind of are not broken in two, but we can accept people who may not be with us on that particular thing or those things or whatever they are in our life. But ultimately, you know, we can be our own person and accept them for being their own person too. Hey, here's The Who. This is called Join Together. This is Who joined together. Now, that's another component of all of this thing, is that there's a lot of moments where we can join together, and there's a tremendous strength in this whole country being one, right? So when we celebrate 4th of July together, and there's something really beautiful about that. Sometimes we're all present at something, you know, not the whole country, but a bunch of us are, and there's a certain unity that we share with that. Like I was, you know, a few months back at the Paul McCartney concert at the Barclays Center. Now, I know I wasn't with the whole world. I understand that. But there's a certain unity there. Did I know every person in the place? Absolutely not. But what brought us together there is a love of his music, and there you go, right? It's a great experience. You go to a wedding, you know, we're all there for that couple. We don't all know each other, but there's something beautiful about that. So those joining together moments are great moments. I think they're an explanation to us sometimes of what could be, you know, of just exactly what could be if we actually did work together on a lot of stuff. Sometimes it's about finding those common denominator things and really being able to celebrate them and recognize how God calls us to share those gifts, you know, to share our common desire to help people. And so sometimes there's a natural disaster and we just come together, right? Something so strong. Think about, you know, 9/11. Think about some of the major storms we've had, Sandy and various storms. We've come together. Something happens in those moments that really changes humanity for good. And there's something about that. We need that kind of goodness to grow in our lives. God wants us to have that goodness in our life, and that's a good way to do it. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about unity this week as we take a look at Martin Luther King and the many ways in which we're called to work together. Here's the Beatles. This is called Yellow Submarine.
In the town where I was born lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
Submarine life is close living, right? Whee! And I think that's one of the interesting components of this song, kind of reminds me of that sometimes in our lives, it's kind of tight quarters, right? You may work in an office where it's kind of tight quarters. You may work in a classroom where it's tight quarters with a bunch of kids, right? It's not always easy, and yet tight quarters can make things even more exasperating. So sometimes we have to ask God's help in those moments when things are kind of tight. You know, one of the reasons I kind of stay off of the railroad is for that reason, that tight feeling of people standing and sitting around you, and you're standing up and you're pushed, and it's like an uncomfortable feeling. And yet there are so many people who do it every day. And I guess the way you get through it is by kind of having a center in your heart and saying, yeah, you know, we're going to get home. Everything's going to be fine. And also, I think it's probably, at least a lot of people tell me, it's about prayer, that in those moments of tightness, whatever whatever it is, if we offer some prayers to God to help us, you know, amazing things do happen in our lives. We do share the world. We do share a neighborhood. We share public transportation. And so there's a sense of kind of tolerance that's just so incredibly necessary. If we're not tolerant, you know, then it's a recipe for disaster. So that's kind of part of our lives and what we're called to come to recognize in the everyday of our lives. And here's Rush. This is called Subdivisions. the nature of the beast is that we are going to go into subdivisions, right? And that's the life of humanity in a way that we group up. Look at any high school cafeteria. People group up with one another. You know, and that's an important reality. Helps us to strengthen our own bonds with people who are like us. But also, I think it's about those people who are brave enough to kind of move it around. When I was in the high school all those years, once a year, we used to have a day. It was a national day. It was called Mix It Up Day. And what we did in the cafeteria is everybody, including faculty, were encouraged not to eat with their normal, you know, crowd, but to mix it up. And everybody ate with different people that day. And it was an interesting thing to watch this happen. As a matter of fact, we got some national coverage when we did it, because it was an amazing thing that, like, people were starting to learn about one another and learn about one another's cultures and different experiences of family life, etc. Really, really interesting and a good thing to do, because so much of our lives is kind of categorized. It's kind of nice to get out of those categories sometimes. And God calls us to that broader vision sometimes, you know, that looks at the bigger picture and sees the people all around us. That kind of changes everything. It's an important component of who we are. Maybe a mix it up day now and then isn't so bad to mix it up and understand the many different gifts that exist around us. Here's John Mellencamp. This is called Small Town.
Yeah.
Well, being from a small town, you know, is sometimes a wonderful thing, a beautiful thing. Now, sometimes when we think small town, we think like Mayberry. But there are a lot of small towns throughout this country, and there's a lot of beauty to those small towns. I kind of come from a small town, too. It was West Babylon, New York. And it's kind of, you know, not huge, no real big center of town. And there's something nice about that. But also, it's great to recognize that, yeah, that's part of our roots. But for many of us, we move from our small towns, right? We move from our homes, and we work someplace else, or we raise our family someplace else. Just the nature of the beast. Very few of us get to be kind of in the same area our whole lives. And so you plug into the city, you plug into the, you know, suburbs and all of that. We have to kind of find God in both of those places. There's something about that small town that can be beautiful and a little bit challenging sometimes, right? Because it's not always as good as it looks. But the reality is that no matter where we are, if we can find God in the midst of it, in the midst of the crowds, in the midst of the peace, we're going to be much happier people in the long run. And I think that's part of that unity we're called to share. Here's Blues Traveler. This is called Conquer Me.
If I told you a secret, would you want to know more? I got a challenge, I hope you won't ignore. Conquer me. Figure me out and set me free. I got 100 million things to show you, there's many more to see. She is now, or whoever
put you on. It's not my impatience, but perhaps just that I lied. It's just I'm feeling invincible, and it has me terrified.
Can we get over our prejudices? Can we get over our own blind spots? I think we can with the help of prayer in our lives, with asking God to help us, and also with the commitment not to pass it on to the next generation, you know, to be people who are positive and to see the good things in others. Well, that helps change the world, and I think that's what we're called to be a part of in a very, very important way. Hey, here's James Taylor. This is called Shed a Little Light.
Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Martin Luther King. And recognize that there are ties between us, all men and women living on the earth. Ties of hope and love, of sister and brotherhood. That we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. We are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound and we are bound. There is a feeling like the clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest.
Shed a little light, oh Lord.
Shed that light, oh Lord,
so that we can see.
There's a passage through the darkness and the mist. Oh, and though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest.
Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Martin Luther King. And recognize that there are ties between us, all men and women. Ties of hope and love, of sister and brother.
I first heard that song back in 1991. I remember saying to myself, I heard it live, and I remember saying to myself, I'm going to be playing this song on my radio show for years to come. Well, here we are, years and years later, still playing it. It's a great prayer, really. It's ask for light upon us. So once you see things, you know, we kind of see things a little bit differently once we have knowledge of them. So yeah, we need God to shed a little bit of light on us sometimes to help us to see that we can live, you know, better lives, more lives of unity with one another. But it takes that gift of insight. It takes that gift of the light bulb going off, literally. And we need to pray for that in our lives. Like, Lord, give me the insight to be able to do this right. Give me the insight to love better. Give me the insight to know, you know, where you're working in my life and calling me to more and asking me to go and seek forgiveness for what I've done wrong. All of that stuff adds up to be something great. Here's Fleetwood Mac. This is called The Chain. Ironically, we are part of something bigger than ourselves, and it is a chain. You know, there was a chain up to us, and we're building those links to the future. We need God's help with that, and we ask God to help us to build that unity that we share. Hey, speaking of unity, it's your chance to help us with our great outreach to all of America through this radio show and all the television work as well. It's the big Telecare Telethon this weekend. If you go to telecaretv.org, we're probably on right now, and you can make a secure online donation to help us out. You know, once a year we ask for your help. It'd be great if you could just help us out once a year. No donation too small, by the way, or too big. So thanks so much for all of your help with that. And let's work together in this world of unity. It's a lot more than just a day off tomorrow. It's a day to kind of take a look at what we can do to make this world a better place individually and collectively. And in the end, we're going to be happier in the long run because we've done what God has asked us to do. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the great man of vision, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.